T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sedgwick County government officials are grappling with a challenge by atheists to a decades-old practice of opening county meetings with prayer. The Wichita Eagle reports Sedgwick County Commissioner Dave Unruh said during a public meeting Tuesday that if they don't believe in God, he doesn't care if they, quote, go to hell. The Kansas Senate has unanimously confirmed Gina Meyer Hummel as the state secretary for children and families.
The action Wednesday showed that legislators upset with problems at the Department for Children and Families have confidence in Meyer Hummel. Several senators told her during a confirmation hearing last week she has already made improvements since becoming acting secretary in December. Meyer Hummel was executive director for a nonprofit Lawrence Children's Shelter before becoming acting secretary. She replaced former secretary Phyllis Gilmore. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police are looking for a male suspect who robbed a Subway sandwich shop in the Delano neighborhood west of downtown Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Tuesday night.
The police stated he was preparing for closing when an unknown suspect entered the business, walked behind the counter, pointed a handgun at him, and demanded money. Money was then given to the suspect, who fled the store on foot.
The suspect had a thick beard, was wearing all dark clothing, including a black hoodie and a black baseball cap. Police on patrol in northwest Wichita Tuesday afternoon noticed suspicious activity outside a Quick Trip at 21st and Arkansas, and that led to the arrests of armed teenagers. Officer Charlie Davidson says when an SUV left the parking lot, officers tried to stop the vehicle, but the driver sped away.
The driver drove behind a residence in the 2400 block of North Rosenthal and struck a fence. 18-year-old male front passenger fled from the vehicle and threw a handgun over a fence in the process. A 16-year-old male driver was also taken into custody, and a gun was located in the proximity of the driver.
An 18-year-old passenger arrested and issued a court date for possession of drugs. The 16-year-old driver was booked into juvenile detention facility on several charges. Another car from the parking lot was spotted at a residence in the 2300 block of North Jackson, and an 18-year-old man at that location was arrested for criminal possession of a weapon. The House has overwhelmingly passed legislation aimed at preventing another school shooting.
What do we want?
Students across the country took to the streets on Wednesday to protest gun violence and the lack of movement by elected leaders. What they got was a bill that addresses school safety, but not gun control. The House passed a measure that provides $50 million a year to train students and school personnel and pay for locks on classroom doors and reinforced entryways. The president backs the legislation, tweeting, "A tragedy like Parkland can't happen ever again." The man accused of that tragedy at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School appeared in a Florida courtroom on Wednesday. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz.
In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
A candidate for the U.S. Senate thinks it's a good idea to provide guns to the homeless.
Libertarian Brian Ellison is running for the U.S. Senate in Michigan. He reckons he, and most of us, can afford a gun, but vulnerable homeless people can't.
They're significantly more likely to be victims of a crime. So, you know, they certainly don't have the means to protect themselves. You and I do. If you wanted to own a gun, you could. I certainly do. But they don't have the means to do that. And so they're just easy targets.
And he's putting his money where his mouth is, raising $10,000 to provide 20 homeless people with guns and training. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A plan to give Oklahoma school teachers a pay raise has fallen short in the Oklahoma Senate after a package of tax increases to pay for it couldn't get enough votes. Amid a looming teacher strike, the Senate late Wednesday voted on a series of bills, including one to give teachers a nearly 13% across-the-board pay hike. But Democrats, who say the revenue plan is inadequate, and a handful of fiercely anti-tax Republicans joined to prevent the bill from getting the 3/4 vote needed to pass a tax increase. It included tax hikes on cigarettes, motor fuel, and oil and natural gas production. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day here in South Central Kansas, it is going to be sunny, windy, and warm this afternoon. We'll likely be in the upper 60s by lunchtime, 77 for the high with gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour, so a red flag warning for fire danger goes into effect. Tonight's low near 50, breezy and 73 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 46 degrees, and we have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. Well, we had a sunny, windy day across Kansas Wednesday. High temperature in Wichita, 68 degrees. Feeling a little bit more like spring out there, Ted. Normal high for the date, by the way, was 57, so we were above that. We had a wind gust in Wichita at clocked at 35 miles per hour. So, windy, lots of sunshine. McKenna Wall was driving home in Fairbanks, Alaska, when she noticed something odd about the sled dog team running on the highway's shoulder. There was no musher on the sled to guide them. Just six dogs pulling a sled.
Oh, wow.
Absent human cargo, the six-dog team is running fast, and Wall worried the dogs would run into traffic. Wall recorded Sunday's strange encounter, and her fiancé stopped their vehicle in front of the sled dog team while other motorists boxed in the dogs to stop them from running. The team's owner, Gwen Holdman, said her dogs were guiding the sled when it hit ice. Turned over and righted itself. The humans fell out, and the dogs kept going. That's kind of sounds
How
like
about
a cartoon happening there. They're driving along, and it turns over, and whoop, the dogs just, hey, they're dogs. They got to do what they got to do,
that's
right?
That's what they're trained to do.
7:37 now, Steve and Ted. And I guess if you don't feel a little March Madness going on right now, something's wrong with you. They call it the big dance, right, Ted?
Well, some people do.
Some people do. What do you call it, then?
I don't call it the big dance.
Well, it's kind of fun. It's kind of short.
I think it's stupid.
Okay. How about the
NCAA tournament?
Oh, that's good, too. That's pretty short. What it is is a whole bunch of supposedly the best college basketball teams in America playing in a single elimination tournament to determine who is the top basketball team in the country. Is that correct?
Yeah,
is that about it?
Well, yeah, good summation.
In order to do that, you have to have these regional tournaments at different locations. Wichita has one of them this year for the first time since I was in, the eighth grade?
Since 1994.
Oh, no, that's not that long. Okay, but it's been a while.
It's been 24 years.
24 years.
Since we hosted the tournament at the Coliseum.
We've got the Intrust Bank Arena downtown, the center of our known world now, where people are congregating. Now, yes, did tell us you're going to be down there later this morning, Ted, all day, you think? You're going to be down for the tournament all day?
No, I have a life. I will be working there, and then I'll move on to some other
things. Just do some fun stuff. But you're going to be down there if you're going to give some updates and so forth from right down there where all the excitement's going on.
Yeah, and I was down there twice yesterday for the practice session.
The big game is 1 o'clock today, right? At the KU team.
KU plays at 1 o'clock. Get things started. First of four games today in Wichita.
The activities yesterday was kind of nobody had to pay to get in.
Right, it was free.
See teams practice for a little bit, at least to do it. How was that Kansas University practice? How many people were down? Of course, how many school kids were?
You had more than 4,000 school kids bust in.
Okay.
And then there must have been about another 9,000 folks there, mostly Kansas Jayhawks fans, because they announced an attendance of about 13,700 yesterday.
You know, with a team like that, the KU's team, very, very, very popular, very good team year in, year out, I'm sure a lot of people who never get to see them are great fans, never get to see them live like that. And this was their opportunity.
Yeah, got a little look at them yesterday.
See them up close, see how they worked out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't one of those practices where Mr. Self went over a lot of intricate
how
we're going
to
handle
the press.
To
call it practice is really a misnomer. It was more of just layup drills and stuff like that and shooting around.
Yeah, so did they do anything unusual there? Didn't get out the trampoline and do dunks and things like that? Then? Okay.
No.
All right, well, and it gives
Yeah, I mean, KU hasn't played a game in Wichita in 26 years.
Now, my feeling is, and you do that primarily so the guys can kind of get a feel for the floor.
That's exactly what they're doing.
How it works, you know, because the floors are different.
Get used to the floor and get used to the sight lines.
Yeah, the baskets and how they look and maybe even the rims. I mean, sometimes the rims are a little tighter somewhere.
Yeah,
in there.
So it's one of those deals where you just get used to the building.
Now, have the team's been practicing off-site, though? Have they had to work out someplace?
I know Kansas has been practicing at Neumann University, and I know the other teams have different methods. I think they contract with different gyms.
Yeah.
Have some places to go.
So they can actually go over the plays they make and the sets they're going to have and maybe look at what the other people will do in terms of
defense. Have real practices away from the prying eyes of the media.
All right. Well, it's very exciting. I know there's a lot going on down there around Intrust Bank Arena today, and we're going to be locked into that. You're going to be doing a few updates for us throughout the day here, throughout the later this morning. So.
Yeah, we'll have updates for you throughout the morning and the early afternoon at the top of the hour in our newscast. So
We're going to be in the magic, you might say, of March Madness there. Steve and Ted Woodward right in the middle of it later on today. All right, Ted, 7:41 now. Keep it here for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. He talks about Old Town ready for March Madness. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.